This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The first session of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 began in New Delhi today. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw inaugurated the session in the presence of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and other senior leaders. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "The world is rapidly changing, as is the audio, video and entertainment landscape."
$1 billion fund will be created for the creators economy, which will be basically for making sure that all our energetic creators using the latest technologies today, they will be able to get access to capital and hone their skills, upgrade their production levels and reach out to the global market.
The first edition of the Wave Summit is scheduled to be held from May 1 to May 4 in Mumbai. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has called content creators the digital ambassadors of the country. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal underlined that responsible content, innovative storytelling, skill development and the export of Indian creativity are the four major aspects of the creative industry. He emphasized the vast opportunities in the country's creative sector, stating that this industry has already become a multi-billion dollar sector and employs a large number of people across the country. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various developmental projects worth 146 crore rupees in his Lok Sabha constituency of Gandhinagar, Gujarat this afternoon. These projects are related to railways, roadways and healthcare. Mr. Shah highlighted India's remarkable progress, especially in infrastructure development. The minister said that India now possesses the second longest road network and the third largest metro network in the world. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the space docking experiment, SpadeX mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has congratulated ISRO for its successful demonstration of the undocking experiment as part of the SpadeX mission. In his post on the social media site X, the minister said it will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bharatiya Antariksha Station, Chandrayaan 4 and Gaganyaan. India has now become the fourth country after the USA, Russia and China to master this technology. SpaceX has postponed a scheduled flight to the International Space Station, ISS, due to a last-minute technical issue with the rocket's launch pad. The mission was intended to send four replacement astronauts to the ISS, facilitating the long overdue return of US astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore. Holi, the festival of colors, will be celebrated across the country tomorrow, while Holika Dahan ceremonies will be held at various locations this evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended his greetings to the nation on the eve of the vibrant festival of colors. In his message, the Vice President said that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolizing new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Tur procurement has increased in major tur producing states, including Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra and Telangana. According to the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, a total of 1.31 lakh metric tons of tur, that is arhar, has been procured, benefiting nearly 90,000 farmers in these states. The ministry stated that the government is committed to purchasing 100% of the production of tur, urad and masoor at the minimum support price. Procurement of tur in other states will also commence soon. In sports, India won 2 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze medal on the second day of the Special Olympics World Winter Games in Italy, raising their total tally to 9. In snowboarding, Bharati won the gold in the novice slalom final, her second of the tournament, while Harshita Thakur claimed the bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.